If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
You guys, I'm just reading about the Ring has updated their systems.
My Ring sucks.
Why?
Well, it's an older Ring, Jamie. Yeah. And it really, here's the problem. If you come to my front door, the only thing it gets on you is when you're leaving. It, for some reason, it doesn't kick on when somebody comes into the lens. And so it kicks on with a delay.
Yeah.
And every video I have, the person is taking the last three steps off my front porch.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's like, how am I supposed to identify somebody?
Yeah.
I just need a new one. Yeah. That's all. I got one of the first models, though.
Anyway, so it's updating its systems. This is such a weird story, you guys. It's kind of weird because last night I was, oh my God. I'm a bridesmaid.
Oh, I know. I know. You told us.
You're not only a bridesmaid. You're the maid of honor.
I am a maid of honor. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, we went last night and we were trying to figure out the wedding. And I was told this story. So it's kind of weird because it goes with this. Because it's like you said, you know, when we talk about something and then it's a news story.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's bizarre. So Ring has developed the Always Home Cam. It's a compact indoor drone. It's going to launch soon, and it flies along a preset route in your house, however you've set it. It's a drone, and it lets you check your rooms via the Ring app, and then it returns to its base. So it flies around your house and, like, I don't know, just whatever. It's kind of creepy, isn't it?
So when you're gone, let's say you're on vacation somewhere, and you want to check on the house, you can just go on your phone and you can fly this thing around inside the house and check every room.
Right, exactly.
One camera covers everything.
And then the drone goes back and recharges itself. Yeah. It's $250. Ring and Amazon claim the device balances privacy considerations because of it doesn't have a microphone. It also avoids all obstacles like lights and furnitures. And it says it's an alternative to installing multiple static cameras. Now, here's what they're saying. Critics worry about the implications of a mobile internet-connected camera inside private homes because then they can be tapped into.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
And that people can start flying around your drone.
Anything can be hacked. We all know that, right?
Right.
Anything can be hacked. I mean, hell, they hack these signs out on the highway.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, think about that. These signs out there warning drivers of conditions of the roadway or weather or whatever, they hack those and put these weird messages on there.
Well, think about this. I mean, the smartest guy we know in computer technology is Zuckerberg, right?
Yeah.
He has a post-it note over the camera of his computer.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, think about the guy knows every kind of security issue, but yet he still, when they interview him, he has a little, if you see it in the background, he has a post-it note over his little camera.
And you know why? Because he knows.
He does.
He knows.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
So this is why I'm bringing this up too, and it was a weird situation. My girlfriend's son was dog sitting for these friends of ours, right? So creepy. And so the husband, when they were gone or whatever, started texting my girlfriend's son, like, why are you playing pool? And he's like, what? And he's like, you took the cover off the pool table. Yeah. And so the kid is freaked out because this dude is totally creeping on him, right?
Yeah. Wow.
You know what? I get that. And here's another angle too, okay? Yeah. If I'm a father and I've got a 13, 14-year-old daughter that's going to babysit for somebody, I don't want the parents of that kid that you're babysitting watching my daughter 24/7 inside the house.
I know.
I don't want that. I don't know what they're up to, but I just don't. If you don't trust her, you got to put that camera away. If you don't trust her, then don't hire her.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. But if I'm a parent, I don't want my kid watched.
I know.
You?
No,
if that were your son
creepy.
And they're playing pool, if they you know, they buzzed in and said, "Hey, what are you playing on my pool table for?
Yeah, why'd you uncover it?"
It's just like, so dude, weird that he sent a text message like that.
I'm watching you. Yeah.
Stop watching my kid is what I would want to say to them.
And then so he got creeped out and he left or whatever.
Say I blame him.
Yeah, and then that person's like, "Why didn't you spend the night? You said you're gonna spend the night."
That's scary. That's going just a little bit too far.
It is, yeah. Right? I know for me, I had a camera in my house, right? But I told my nanny exactly where it was. And it was at the entrance of the front door. And you can see it. It's up in the foyer. That's our favorite word, right?
Yeah, foyer.
It's up in the entrance.
Is it foyer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
If we're French, I think it's foyer.
Oh, I don't know.
I really, you know,
I don't have a foyer, better. So I don't know.
In the entry.
Yeah, the entry. That open space, there's nothing that goes there that looks right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
Exactly. It's the drop zone.
Yeah, we have that, too.
Yeah, it's the drop zone. So I would tell my nanny, like, that is on. And she's like, oh, yeah, fine, whatever. But I would never put, like, if somebody's staying at my house, and watch, I would never watch them. It's so weird.
We have two in the house. Uh-huh. Grandpa Gus put them up.
Oh, God.
Okay. One is aimed.
Oh, doesn't that freak you out? He's watching you.
Not anymore. I unplugged him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
He hasn't said anything about that?
It lasted about 4 days.
Well, that's so creepy. I mean,
what can you say? No, but one was in a bookcase that was pointing toward the front door, like if somebody came in that front door.
Yeah.
But there's already one at the front door.
Right.
There's a Ring camera and another camera, two angles there at the front door. You know if somebody's at the front door.
Right.
The other was at the back sliding door. And it's like, okay, if you want to put a camera outside.
Well, I have cameras. I have cameras all outside. Yeah. I mean, looking, all around my house.
Looking at that door, that's fine. But I'm against any camera in the house that I don't put in there.
Nobody's taking off their clothes outside, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, hopefully.
Hopefully not, yeah.
So I am surrounded by cameras outside. Right. But, I mean, if I'm a nanny even, I don't want anybody watching me.
Here's what got me, though, okay? Uh-huh. Because, all right, there's one that was pointing at the sliding glass door at the back, okay? And it's sitting on this little table that's there. Well, somehow, and I'm assuming a dog or even frog, hit the camera. So the camera's now turned, pointing at me watching TV, okay? That's when I went over and said, okay. All right, if we can't, you know, if it's not stable and on a direct point, we're not going to have this thing being knocked around and filming all over the house.
Yeah.
Just not going to happen.
Because that's creepy.
And that's when it became unplugged.
My former neighbor that lived behind me, they had a camera pointing right at my backyard and my deck.
Yeah.
See, that's weird.
It is so, they moved. But anyway, that is so weird, right? Because, and you know how I know? They sent a picture to the HOA and it says debris. Because I had a broken chair. Yeah.
They used it to rat you out to the HOA.
Debris. I got written up for
it's
debris.
Called evidence. It's called evidence, man. Wow. They got you on the debris charge.
You want to zoom in on my back porch and turn me in for debris?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so I went outside and I moved the broken chair and I put both fingers up in the bird and I just walked around like the whole.
Do you ever find yourself looking for cameras when you're out? Like if you're in a place somewhere, like I was in a parking lot just the other day and I don't even know why, but I'm like, I'll bet you I'm on camera. It just hit me for some reason.
Right.
I started looking around and I saw three different cameras on posts. Three different ones way up, you know.
Yeah.
And I get the surveillance of a parking lot. I get that. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying they're everywhere. You are on camera everywhere.
Well, we talked about this with Airbnbs when my son's 16th birthday. There were cameras all inside that house. So we were all just like doing stupid stuff.
See, should that even be allowed?
I don't know.
That you put cameras in the Airbnbs to catch your tenants? Or somebody, you know, that's got the place for the weekend? I don't know.
It was in the open area, I will say. I mean, we didn't see any in the bedrooms that we know of. But it was uncomfortable.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
There's nothing definite.
And you caught one watching you guys.
There was a couple, but one was specifically, so they had another rental property, but they also stayed there when tenants were in the house. So they stayed like literally right next to the house, but they had a camera directly from that patio to our back patio. And
just we're watching.
It's just weird when you see it out in the open like that and it's blatantly like directed at you. It just feels weird.
Remember that guy that watched me pee?
Yeah.
That still kind of triggers me. I have like you know, PTSD from it. I look around in our bathroom to this day because that guy put that
camera
in there.
How could you not, though?
And so I always look around.
That's one of the craziest stories
it
ever.
It is so weird.
That I've ever worked in any place. If you don't know the story, one day here, all of a sudden, this picture goes up all over the building. It is some guy's mugshot. Well, the guy had placed a camera in the women's restroom here. Was it on our floor? I think it was. Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Just downstairs. He had placed the camera. Well, when he placed the camera, the moron took a picture of himself.
Like a moron.
I mean, it is one of the best photos you'll ever see.
Clear as day.
And I mean, you can really spot this guy and who he is. Well, you don't know who he is, but I mean, you obviously have an image here. And they even know exactly what kind of car he was driving. A white BMW. I remember that too. And so they posted this picture everywhere. I never heard if this guy was ever caught.
Well, and here's the thing. And this is the weird part. Like, he's not a hideous-looking sea hag.
No, he wasn't.
Right? He was, like, he looked like a decent human being, you know, just like, you could obviously score. Why do you have to watch people pee?
He looked like a guy that belonged in this building.
He did.
On one of the IT floors downstairs. Yeah. He looked that part.
Yeah.
Driving the white BMW, but he was a pervert, man. He snuck that camera in there, took a picture of himself. That's the best picture ever. We had that picture all around this building. And they were looking. They called the police. They got involved in it. But I don't think the guy was ever found. Never heard a follow-up, did we?
No, we didn't.
Never heard. It was a crazy story, though.
And then the worst one, you guys, of all time, of all pervs. Are we on the perv wagon now? I think we are. Is the guy that put on the whole outfit and sat in the bottom of a porta potty. Remember that guy?
All right, we'll take a break now. I think it's gone far enough. Beware of the cameras. They're everywhere.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.